This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado is now down to 4 major wildfires burning across the state. That's after the Western Slopes Snyder Fire reached 99% containment, and some riskier fires were dealt with earlier this week. But Governor Jared Polis warns fire season is not over.
You know, it seems like a sprint. We appreciate all of our amazing firefighters on the line, but we also know that this is going to be a long and potentially very dangerous fire season.
The Aspen Acres and Ferris fires are now among the largest wildfires in state history. Political outsider Victor Marks has won the Colorado Republican primary for governor. The Marine Corps veteran garnered interest from the MAGA wing of the party and a large social media following. He defeated 2 state lawmakers. Marks thanked supporters in a video Thursday.
Colorado is not the way our founding fathers envisioned it 150 years ago. Life is too expensive. Housing is out of reach. And too many communities feel less safe.
Marks calls himself a high-risk humanitarian. He's claimed to have saved hostages abroad and to have been involved in a homicide as a child. Opponents have accused him of lying. He'll face State Attorney General Phil Weiser in the general election. And Governor Jared Polis's offers of clemency this year have sparked serious backlash. It's not the first time. Here's CPR's Ava Keon.
William Goebel had several drug convictions when he was sentenced to 96 years in prison in 1996. After serving a fourth of his sentence in 2020, Polis reduced it. Goebel was released the next year. He was recently arrested by Grand Junction police on drug charges again. Police believe Goebel possessed, distributed, and conspired to distribute controlled substances, a second-degree felony. Ava Keon, CPR News.
It's 7:06.